first thing always when I first came to work as a young man of 22, I always thought I will treat the customer the same as I would like to be treated. So if a customer had a problem, I would put myself in his place so that I can see his feeling and solve his problem. In many cases, in the past, really, people didn't care about customers. But I thought one of the issues is a repeat customer where we tried all the time to achieve continuity of a customer. And we have some customers in our business that have been with us 40, 50 years, repeatedly coming and buying from us because we give them the service. And this is really a great part of being a successful businessman, because you sort of do things for your customer that makes him come back to you. I graduated as a mechanical engineer, so it wasn't very appropriate. When I came back, I joined my father in a small shop in Bab al-Bahrain. That was the major area of shopping in Bahrain at that time. And I really stayed there until we moved into this Almayed building on Government Avenue, which was being built between 62 and 66. So our first business was really disastrous, frankly, because we were agents for Ford Motor Company, and it was boycotted the year after I came. So we couldn't import from them, and also they owned a company called Philco that did air conditioning and refrigerators. So really 90% of our business was wiped out. So it was really a very difficult period during 66, 67. And then I started writing to Japanese companies. We first got the Honda agency, we got the GM, GMC and Pontiac. So that's how we restarted. Yeah, that was a very difficult time where all our sales went wiped out by a political decision. And then, of course, we got the Nissan agency and we got the Toshiba agency, and it went on from there. Well, under my father was a trading company, because he started business trading the beginning electrical products, and he started selling to Saudi Arabia, and he developed it. Then he had the basis and of course the experience, but his ways were the old ways. After I came back, I realized that we need computers and we need to digitize and make life more efficient for us, and that's where we achieved success. But after that, I realized that also contracting is a sort of a major part of business. So we started a contracting company, Almayed Contracting, and an ancillary, of course, the ready mix. And then my father was very much sort of a real estate man, so he bought a lot of properties in Bahrain. And that's the third part of our business now. Yeah. Bahrain has gone through a very bad period in the last year, 2019, because of the introduction of VAT and the escalation of costs to the consumer and to foreigners, because electricity charges, petrol charges. We see the disposable income of the consumer has gone down. And that affects, of course, our business, because they don't buy the products. Also, expatriates now sometimes cannot afford these extra costs, for they send their families home and live three or four in a in an apartment. That also affects the real estate market. So we have gone through a very difficult period in the last 1 year. Of course, a lot of contractors are without work, so they sort of lower their prices just to get work. So it's a very difficult year. It's been a very difficult 2019, really. But we see from the economic indicators that things are, you know, people are forgetting slowly, but and there is a lot of activity in Bahrain, and they're hoping to achieve a bit of success in tourism with the relaxation of visas. So we're hoping the sort of, you know, tourism will flourish more. It was okay in 2019, but it's not reached critical mass yet. That will affect, of course, your consumer business, and it affects your, you know, hotel business, restaurant business, tourism. So, but I feel optimistic now. I'm always optimistic anyway. I think tourism will do very well in Bahrain. We have a lot of cultural things. And people will be happy to visit Bahrain and, you know, spend at least 3, 4, 5 days. I think tourism will be a big factor. I don't have a lot of hope for industry because the market of Bahrain is very small and you need a big market. But there are niche industries that you export to the other, to the world, which can be flourishing. A real estate market is coming to really a period where there is, I think, an oversupply. That will take a few years to sort of take a bit of waiting, really. So I don't advise really developers to develop now because the market is really a bit stretched. My message to the young people really is there is no substitute for hard work and attending to the office and working, because a lot of young people think that an email will suffice to coming to an office. We don't think so. I can do all my work on an email at home, for example, but I also come to the office to see my people and be seen also. So this is the future generation. They think they can avoid going to the office or to have except for a few hours, which is, I think, is wrong. That's my advice to them.